Hello everyone, I'm Ron Berger. Welcome to the Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. Today is December 16th, 2018. This is the special report section where I take a topic or person or situation that is pertinent to world events and do an in-depth astrological analysis. This will be a special predictive report on what's going on for Donald Trump's astrology for 2019. As we come to the close of 2018, we find Mr. Trump's presidency apparently consumed by the criminal chickens of his past, which are now coming home to roost. Prosecutors are pursuing investigations of Trump and company on many fronts simultaneously, making news every day, giving a strong impression that the walls of justice are closing in ever closer around Mr. Trump himself. So, how's it look for Mr. Trump in 2019? Using the techniques of Vedic astrology, we can get an idea of what he will be facing in the coming year and what the potential outcomes will be. Vedic astrology's venerated planetary period system tells us what parts of the karma shown in the natal chart are being activated during a particular time period. According to this predictive technique, Donald Trump is now in his Jupiter major period, which began in November 2016, in other words, when he got elected President of the United States. By way of its signs, Sagittarius and Pisces, Jupiter activates the karma of the 5th house and the 8th house for Leo rising charts such as his. The 5th house is the house of good past life credit, as well as children and investments. The 8th house covers finances with others, chronic problems, secret actions, and scandal. The karma of these two parts of his chart gets expressed through Jupiter's position in his 2nd house, the house of personal income, material possessions, nuclear family, and speech. Putting these meanings together gives various results. Investments involving finances with others are sources of income. His children and family are tied to financial arrangements. But income derived from secret actions can bring scandal and humiliation. It's just like Deep Throat said, follow the money. Jupiter is the planet of beliefs, optimism, prosperity, opportunity. It is also the planet of truth, justice, and law. The positive qualities of Jupiter make it one of the natural benefic planets in Vedic astrology. But when Jupiter gets connected to one of the problematic sectors of the birth chart, such as the 8th house, it can create negative events. Also, Jupiter's quality of optimism can make you unrealistic and thus blind you to your own mistakes. Starting in January 2019, Donald Trump enters the Saturn sub-period of his Jupiter major period. This will highlight the sectors of his chart containing Saturn's signs, as well as Saturn's placement in the chart. Here we see a multitude of potential outcomes, which are mostly negative. As the ruler of his 7th house, Saturn indicates anyone he is in a one-to-one relationship with, which includes everyone from his wife to his various business partners and any direct opponent. Simultaneously, Saturn's rulership of the 6th house brings in the karma of struggle and difficulty, enemies, and health problems. Saturn manifests all this karma through its placement in Mr. Trump's 12th house, the house of loss and endings, and hidden actions. Note that Saturn is accompanied by Venus in his chart. Thus, the significations of the planet representing Trump's 6th house get mixed up with the significations of Venus. Venus, as the planet of young females, romance, and pleasures, combined with the 6th house ruler Saturn, has already manifested as litigation with a young female due to indulgence in pleasure. Venus, as the planet of advice and advisors, together with the ruler of the 6th house of enemies, both in the house of loss, has brought Trump grief through his trusted advisors. Note that Leo, being the sign of the king, is especially subject to betrayal. All of this has already been happening before Trump's Saturn sub-period has even started. So, we can expect this sort of thing to be intensifying in 2019. But now comes another interesting angle. The 6th house is the house of health and disease, and the 12th house, among its many meanings, stands for separation, including places of separation. In other words, this is the part of the chart that shows confinement, prisons, and hospitals. With the ruler of the 6th house of disease placed in the 12th house of confinement, there's a significant potential for Mr. Trump to encounter a health issue that puts him in a hospital. Saturn is together with Venus. Venus signifies hormones in the body, including the pancreas, the kidneys, and urinary system, and the sex organs. Saturn is the planet of decay. Saturn and Venus together signify exhaustion. Also, the 12th house is the house of the subconscious, and Saturn stands for idiocy. And now for some more clues on timing of events for Mr. Trump in 2019, we turn to the transits, where the planets will be in the real zodiac, transposed to the natal chart, gives us more details about what is happening when. Well, right away, we see something which is already in progress at the end of 2018 and continues during the first months of 2019. This is the transit of Rahu, one of the eclipse points, over Trump's natal Venus and natal Saturn, the two planets that are in play at this time in his life. Rahu moves very slowly and will be exactly conjunct Trump's natal Venus all through January, and exactly conjunct his natal Saturn from February to March. Since Rahu is an eclipse point, it has the quality of obscuring, in other words, distorting whatever it contacts in a natal chart. Here we have Rahu causing distortion to Trump's natal Venus, significator of advice and advisors. Simultaneously, Rahu creates a focus, an obsession with what it contacts, thus Trump's obsession with advisors. Rahu is a demon, an alien, therefore representing foreigners. Add that to Venus and you get advice from foreigners. When Rahu is exactly conjunct Saturn, it will already be Trump's Saturn sub-period. A planet directly contacting a natal planet during that planet's period is extra strong for effects. Rahu is a demon and can behave like one too. Saturn is the planet of harsh reality, representing Trump's 6th house of disease. Thus, an unusual disease, a demonic influence, here in his 12th house of the subconscious. Wonder what that will manifest as. Meanwhile, on the other end of the nodal axis, Ketu, the south node of the moon, the mysterious connector to the past life karma, has been transiting in the chart's sixth house. Since it represents the unseen world, Ketu in the sixth house of disease indicates unseen diseases such as virus, bacteria, and, yes, psychosomatic problems. And this part of the chart becomes activated in the Saturn sub-period starting January 2019, with Ketu still transiting there until March. Saturn is transiting in Sagittarius during 2019. Sagittarius is one of Jupiter's signs. Trump is in a Jupiter major period. Thus, his fifth house is activated and receiving the influence of this transiting Saturn. This situation gets worse when Ketu moves into Sagittarius in March. Saturn equals harsh realities. Ketu is the significator of past karma. The fifth house is the house of children. Doesn't look good for Don Jr. and Ivanka. Is there anything positive, anything hopeful for the beleaguered POTUS? Well, yes, there's Jupiter's transit, which, as it moves through Scorpio, is in position to benefit both Trump's natal moon and natal sun, as well as the chart's natal nodal axis. Jupiter's transit provides some protection, encouragement, and hope. But Jupiter, as the planet of optimism, can also manifest as false optimism. In other words, the rose-colored glasses scenario. So, with everything else going on here, Mr. Trump better be careful of Jupiter's transit's tendency to promote that lack of realism. Okay, that's all the time I have for this episode. There will, of course, be more details as we proceed into the new year. And now, before leaving, let me remind viewers that it does take a lot of time and effort to produce these videos, and I do live in the real world with bills to pay. So, if you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please consider donating a few bucks to the cause. Just click on or touch the link you see here, which will take you to the donation page. Thanks, and until next week.